This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. And this morning, we're looking ahead to another Thanksgiving and another round of traditional foods that can be bland, soggy, and frankly, unappealing. But it is not too late to snap your meal out of the doldrums. Let's welcome Chris Kimball, host of the PBS show America's Test Kitchen, who's here to walk us through a redo of traditional dishes.
This is a Thanksgiving makeover.
Some of the makeovers have to do with food that we know are traditional, maybe loved as children, but really don't want to serve now.
Thanksgiving's full of culinary hurdles. Roasting the turkey, it's the white meat versus the dark meat. You undercook the white meat or you overcook the white meat. You do an apple pie, it serves eight. It took you 3 hours to make it. You can't serve the other eight people at the table. You have stuffing, it's either in the bird, you don't have enough stuffing to serve everybody, or it's done in the oven separately, and then it doesn't have all the juices. So, you know, this is high stress, the biggest day of the year. So we're gonna try to solve all these problems.
Our first makeover, the turkey. Chris Kimball says it's all too easy to dry out the white meat and undercook the dark meat. The fault, he says, lies not with you, but with Mother Nature. Turkeys were clearly never designed to be roasted.
The construct of a turkey is a disaster. You have this huge cavity in the inside that doesn't conduct heat very well, so you have uneven cooking. So we're going back to a method. Actually, Julia Child invented this, or at least she popularized it. She would break down her turkey into parts and cook the parts.
You don't need to cut up the turkey yourself. Just buy one that's already disassembled. Breast, legs, and thighs. Brush on some melted butter, sprinkle on a little salt and pepper, and place into a 275-degree oven.
It's on a wire rack set over a jelly roll pan or baking sheet. And underneath it are celery, onion, and carrot. The juices come down from the turkey parts onto the vegetables, and we use those vegetables as the basis for the gravy.
The drawback? You lose that Norman Rockwell moment when you bring out a magnificent golden turkey to oohs and ahs from guests seated around the table. But let's not forget, this is a Thanksgiving makeover.
The question is it about the food or is it about the presentation? So we're focused here on the food. You know, you can take a painting of Norman Rockwell and put it on the wall. You can wear a bow tie, but you want perfectly cooked white meat, perfectly cooked dark meat. This is the way to do it.
With the turkey cooking, it's time to move on to the stuffing. Traditionally, you'd make it inside the bird, but that's obviously not an option in this case.
We ain't got a bird.
We don't have a bird.
We just got parts. We got bird parts. We don't have a bird.
And the problem, when you try and bake stuffing, I'm sorry, it's really hard to make it taste good.
The question is, how do you get all the juices from the bird into the stuffing? Which is, if you don't do that, you don't have a lot of flavor.
The answer, to bake the stuffing along with some turkey wings, which you sauté first. When the wings are nice and brown, throw in some celery, onions, and a little broth so you have a base, then add the bread.
We start with cube bread. You have to dry it out. If you just let this sit on the counter, there's still going to be a lot of moisture in the bread. So you end up with soggy. Yeah, soggy. We've solved the problem of soggy stuffing. If you actually put these bread cubes in the oven, the moisture inside the bread cubes evaporates. So now we have bread cubes that actually really are dry.
Chris beats up some eggs and adds them to the mix. Dried cherries and cooked sausage go in as well. Eventually, everything gets poured into a buttered casserole dish. Then an innovation. Place those sautéed turkey wings on top of the stuffing mixture and cover the entire dish with foil.
Okay, we're going to put that in a 375 oven for about an hour and 50 minutes or so.
And while it bakes, the juices from the wings drip down into the stuffing, infusing it with that inside-the-bird flavor. You end up with perfect stuffing, all thanks to what Chris calls the trickle-down theory. Time now for a mashed potato makeover. If you're fed up with a dry, bland, potatoey lump, try this, whipped potatoes.
About 1930, the Sunbeam Mixmaster came along. It was one of the great success stories of the 20th century in terms of kitchen appliances. One of the settings was whipped potatoes. This is a lost recipe. We've always said in the test kitchen, don't whip your potatoes because they get that gluey texture. It turns out you can, using a standing mixer or a hand mixer, not a food processor, you can whip potatoes, and they're incredibly light.
You said this was a lost recipe. This was not lost in my family. This was absolutely, to this day, the only way the potatoes are done at Thanksgiving.
So I should have just called you.
Exactly.
You could have saved me weeks
many
of testing.
Steps.
Call Renee for lost recipe hotline.
Okay, so let me start you off. Fill a stock pot with peeled russet potatoes cut into 1-inch squares.
Steam them. Then we drain them. We put the potatoes back in that hot Dutch oven or stock pot because it's really important for whipped potatoes to be light. You want to get a lot of liquid out. And then we put them in the mixer. We'll do it right now.
While mixing, add in some warm milk and melted butter. It only takes about 2 minutes for the potatoes to be transformed into a fluffy white masterpiece.
So they're nice and light.
It looks like a cloud. It's beautiful.
Time now for dessert and a makeover for the traditional apple pie. Among the traditional downsides of this homey dessert, its filling can be runny, its bottom crust soggy, and it's a lot of work for just a few slices. Chris Kimball's solution?
It's called apple slab pie. It looks like a huge Pop-Tart.
It begins with 2 ready-made store-bought pie crusts rolled out into a big sheet.
We took some animal crackers. I told you this would be fun.
Animal
crackers and sugar, put them in a food processor, crunched them down to essentially a dust, put that on the counter, and then rolled out the 2 pie doughs to get about the size, 19 by 12 roughly, of the size of a half baking sheet. Now we have drained apples, and you can help me if you want. We're just going to take these and shingle them.
Like this?
Apples, that's
shingle
right.
Shingle them as in we're laying down a roof.
Yeah. What's happening here, since we've sugared the apples, is we're getting a lot of concentrated apple flavor. And you can serve, 20 people with this.
And the secret ingredient that makes apple slab pie set up, instant tapioca. After the apples are laid out, cover them with another large sheet of pie dough. It takes about an hour to bake, and when it's cooled, paint it with a glaze made from confectioner's sugar, milk, apple, and lemon juice.
And now we're going to see if you like it.
First of all, it's lovely. The glaze looks like ceramics glaze. One of these days I'm going to say I don't like one of these dishes.
Is today the day or is today not the day?
This is not the day.
I made it another year.
This is lovely. Chris, happy Thanksgiving. If I had a glass, I'd toast you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Chris Kimball is host of America's Test Kitchen and a regular ambassador of food come Thanksgiving at Morning Edition. You can find some how-to photos and all of today's recipes, no makeover required, at our website. Plus a few more like slow cooker green bean casserole and old-fashioned pecan pie made with real maple syrup and molasses, no corn syrup. Also this holiday season, we're exploring how people use cooking apps for their mobile devices. We're interested in your experience. Send a tweet to @MorningEdition to tell us more.